Thank you for keeping it right here with us on Money Mind on CNA 938. I'm Stanley Leong and with Chewy Lin. Now, today's the first day that schools are closed and home-based learning begins in earnest as circuit breaker measures turn up a notch. Private education, tuition and enrichment centres had earlier shut and most have moved their programs online.
And how are programs being modified to be friendly for learners online? What are the best practices for conducting online classes for your children? Well, today we take a look at home-based learning programs here on Money Mind, and one organization that prides itself as leveraging technology and meaningful data to make customized quality educational content accessible to a large cross-section of learners from all backgrounds is Flying Cape.
That's right. And founder of Flying Cape, Jamie Tan, is with us on the line alongside co-founder and head of business development, Lydia Ang. And they're on the line to share more about how online lessons have evolved and the advancements made in edtech or education technology. Jamie, Lydia, thanks for joining us. Hope both of you are keeping well.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, morning.
Good morning. Now, firstly, give us a sense of what Flying Cape's about in the education space.
So Flying Cape is an online booking and advisory platform for tuition and enrichment classes in Singapore. We currently work with over 700 education providers island-wide, so offering thousands of classes on the platform. More importantly, as a first step, learners can get access to academically validated assessments to find out their individual learning style. And then based on this, use the platform to get connected to the education provider that best fits their needs.
Right. And we definitely know that online learning is the way to go because schools are closed. Other, you know, enrichment classes and centers are closed as well. So while we know that online learning is the future and the future is here, thanks to COVID-19, it's expedited that, if you like. Can we expect every subject, every curriculum to be adequately taught purely online? Or would you say that there are still some limitations to just going online totally?
Unfortunately, there are some limitations. So across the span of the universe of our partners that we work with, approximately 20% of our partners will not be able to go online, largely due to the nature of their classes.
So some examples would be good.
For example, sports-related classes and very young children, those would have difficulty to actually go online.
Right. And they probably also need, like, you know, maybe a physical instruction and demonstration as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, let's also talk about the advantages to learning online. I'm sure there are some plus sides of online learning as well. What have you observed about those?
Well, going online actually can have some benefits. So if you have the right techniques of actually conducting classes online, there are technologies that you can use to help to keep students engaged, such as incorporating quizzes and polls during the lesson plan. You know, gamification is also another great way to motivate and engage students. So, you know, even if the rewards online are really simple, such as the Turing points, this actually encourages students to, you know, get excited about learning while online.
Well, would you be able to share how your tuition partners reacted when they heard the news about this enforced home-based learning that's being implemented across Singapore?
Yeah, you know, for our tuition enrichment operators who have held off transiting online, you know, getting online within a relatively short time frame has actually been quite challenging. So, you know, in order to support our partners more efficiently, we actually did a quick poll. So maybe I'll share with you some statistics. So, you know, we mentioned, 20% of the partners cannot actually get online because of the nature of their classes. But, you know, 50% of these partners have actually managed to conduct some form of online classes. And then we have the remaining 30% that have plans to do so, but, you know, may not have found a suitable online conferencing tool that will best fit their needs. So in general, I think the challenges are, you know, finding a suitable online conferencing tool. You know, some of our partners are already using the commonly available, the conferencing tools like Zoom and Google. Mm-hmm. And while these are, you know, powerful, you know, solutions in their own right, they actually may not have the necessary features required for effective online classroom training and teaching.
All right.
What about the infrastructure on the student's end? Do they need any special setup?
Well, on the student end, I think the approach now is to keep it as light as possible. So a camera on your laptop would be quite sufficient. on the center side, because they may be actually conducting lessons to more than one student at a time, they need to think about, you know, their infrastructure in terms of the equipment that they'll be using to write, you know, a network bandwidth to ensure that, you know, their classes are being run efficiently.
All right. And when we talk about Flying Cape helping tuition center partners, the many that you have to work with, what kind of help does this help come in what form and shape when it helps to, you know, have these tuition centers be able to deliver their online lessons effectively?
Yeah, fortunately for us, you know, we've been working with our partners to offer online tuition to students in China for over a year. So we do have some experience in this area. So over the past month or so, Flying Cape has done two things. We've, number one, stepped up our sharing and complementary training to as many of our partners as possible. And number two, since there is no one-size-fits-all conferencing tool for everyone, we've also identified and locked down partnership relationships with Asia-based web conferencing solutions that are specializing in the education space. You know, we really want to directly support the industry with higher quality fit-for-use education web conferencing tools. And then if there are savings in the process, we would like to transfer these savings to our partners. So I'd like to say, even if you're not a Flying Cape education partner, if you're interested to find out more about web conferencing solutions for online classroom training or need help in converting your curriculum or even marketing your classes, you know, please do feel free to reach out to us.
We are hearing from Jamie Tan. She is founder of Flying Cape. Also, her silent partner so far, Lydia Ang, is also with us online, head of business development. Lydia, feel free to jump in anytime that you feel, you know, compelled to. But let's now talk about some of these best practices for conducting online classes for children. And I'm also curious how different or similar it might be for online classes for adults. I mean, it's going to be more gamification, maybe, like what Jamie mentioned, for children that might be of good appeal, and perhaps less so for adults.
Yeah, so that's true. So, well, for the children, well, we do see that, you know, gamification kind of works for them, kind of motivates them and engages them quite well as well. For adults, we do see that there are other ways to keep engagement levels high. So some well, educators find that keeping cameras on works well, because that kind of creates a sense of connection and accountability. But we know that, you know, some adults may not even be comfortable to have their webcams on, especially if they are participating from home in their pajamas. And yeah, that's what we do quite often, right? Yeah. So there are other ways. So we do see that educators, for example, incorporating quizzes, polls, quick surveys in their lesson plans. So, yeah, so that works as well to keep the whole engagement and connection high.
Mm. And talking about, you know, cameras and all, I think we adults also have a certain fear about security, right? That, you know, no one else is actually recording something that should not be, you know, put on the public platform, for instance, or if there's someone who's not supposed to be in that group, is in that group sitting in. Wouldn't we also, as adults and parents, have those same concerns for our children, especially with the cameras turned on?
Yeah, actually, I think the whole online learning experience is quite new to many students and even adults. So naturally, everyone will be feeling a little bit nervous and apprehensive. So trainers or educators can help to ease the stress level with some safety techniques, you know, and also a general enthusiastic and optimistic attitude. And so, you know, to the general public, you know, do be a little bit patient as we all adjust in this very critical period.
Mm. And talking about take-up rates for parents, especially with their children now being forced to go on to online home-based learning, are you also seeing, you know, some sort of resistance and apprehension amongst parents? And how are you going about allaying their concerns and frustrations about having to go on to online-based learning now?
Yeah, so there was actually quite some resistance and skepticism in the beginning. And I think all of us actually read in the reports and some of the articles that parents are actually voicing out their concerns as well. As a parent, I'm feeling the stress too.
No, dear.
And, you know, in fact, like today, my phone has been beeping nonstop the whole morning with all the conversations from the different chat groups. So many parents are really concerned about how their child's learning will be affected as a result of shifting learning online. A lot of parents, we talk to many parents, and they feel that, you know, face-to-face interaction is still the best form of teaching, and nothing can really replace a physical classroom setting, while others are uncertain, you know, if their child is really ready for independent learning without constant supervision, especially their kids are really of a younger age group. So with schools now closed for a month, and today is the first day that all children are embarking on home-based learning, a lot of parents are feeling really anxious and unsure about how things will pan out over the next month or so. So one way that we are supporting the parenting community, we are actually rolling out a special three-part series. It's called the ABCs of Home-Based Learning, together with POSB Parents Community, where we will be inviting education experts to share more on various topics, such as how parents can support their child's home learning experience, managing the needs of kids of different age groups, and how they can ensure their child is learning without supervision. So we hope that such sharing will help. Yeah, that's right.
Is this sharing free for parents who are interested?
Yes, that's right. It is free. Parents who are interested to join in for this session can actually join the POSB Parents Facebook group. So just go into the POSB Parents Facebook group and we will approve the whole participation. So the first session will start tomorrow, 8 p.m. and will go on every Thursday at the same time.
And are you seeing any benefits in online lessons as opposed to that physical lessons don't provide?
So the online lessons, yes, I do find that it is actually, in terms of engagement level, it can be quite high. Sometimes it can be quite personalized as well, because, you know, different kids learn at different pace. And with the online learning type of infrastructure, it can be structured in a way that it can be personalized learning for the child.
Right. Now, as we continue to talk about education of the future, let's talk about how you see the role of education technology or edtech to be, especially so in the broader scheme of things, in the broader Singapore education landscape, given the current COVID-19 situation that we are grappling with.
So while schools actually have been introducing, you know, ICT to mainstream curriculum, and this has been ongoing for a couple of years already, we do see that in the past, adoption of e-learning solutions have generally been slower in the past. And this whole COVID-19 situation kind of prompted learning institutions and educators to rethink the conventional mode of education. So during this period, we have seen the edtech community in Singapore responding really quickly to enable continuity in learning. So we see partners offering digital and virtual learning tools, online tools and resources to aid self-learning. So we do see that more and more parents are also opening up to new and innovative ways of learning, such as, for example, using AI or machine learning just to enhance the whole learning experience. Yeah, so we believe that application of the right technology will help reshape the education scene and change the way that children learn. So with newer forms of tech development, such as big data, gamification coming in place, EdTech can make online learning an engaging and immersive experience. So I think, in fact, of the whole situation could potentially be an inflection point for the edtech industry in Singapore.
Jamie, anything to add to Lydia?
Yeah, I think, you know, we talk about post-COVID-19, right? Blended learning and flipped classroom will be adopted and will become more efficient. So, you know, we'll be seeing technology coupled with face-to-face teaching as probably the future of how students can learn. So this is actually quite exciting for learners as they move away from rote learning, mass learning as a whole.
The future is really quite an exciting one, and it looks like it's already started here and perhaps expedited by COVID-19. Thank you so much for filling us in. And for our listeners who may want to find out more about your business, they can always visit your website at flyingcape.com.sg. The cape, you know, the cape that Superman wears, that is the cape that they can key in. Thank you so much for speaking with us. Jamie Tan is founder of Flying Cape, along with Head of Business Development, Lydia Ang. Thanks for joining us, ladies.
Thank you.